Yes, radio plays. What was your favourite, if it was something that you listened to? Do you have memories of sitting around the wireless and the whole family listening? It's a while ago since that happened in any households that I'm aware of, but certainly radio plays, you know, a very, very popular form of entertainment. The radio was very democratising like that, wasn't it? It really brought that sort of entertainment to houses. We've sort of seen them die away. Other things have taken our interest, a colourful thing there, a shiny thing over there. But the radio play is back in the form of Dear Dr. Chekhov.
Let us take an extraordinary man on a cold and disconsolate Moscow day. Once more a mainlander. Once was an islander of sorts. Briefly a census taker on the exile's penal isle of Sakhalin. Sakhalin.
I love the way she says that. So it was with great delight that ABC's Radio National welcomed back the radio play into its schedule on Friday night with the debut of Dear Dr. Chekhov, a new play by writer Jane Messer and sound artist Jane Ullman, the two Janes. Jane Messer joins me on Mornings This Morning. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Linda.
That music is just so evocative.
It is. And I'm so pleased that you took that opening because that in a sense says everything that you need to say about the play. So there's the writer at work, so the text I wrote, mm-hmm. and then that violin, the whole sound composition is Jane Ullman's. So she recorded the violin with a fellow whose name I can't remember and does the kind of mix and brings that to the text.
You've been learning about radio, haven't you? You've been learning about audio.
Yeah. I've been listening to radio for a really long time. I mean, I've always listened to radio. I loved radio. Mm. What a joy to be able to write for it and then learn so much from a very experienced radio maker like Jane Ullman.
Oh, amazing. I mean, just all of those audio effects and knowing the subtleties of creating impressions and so forth. It's a real collaboration, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so you're a novelist.
Yes.
How did you come to write a radio play?
I listened to a lot of radio, so I guess I was thinking about it, but I didn't feel like, I didn't know how to do it. But then I wrote a short story that I sent, this is a few years ago, that I sent into Radio National, and they, because I thought it sort of had an oral sound to it, and you know, it was just a monologue, and they got back to me really quickly. And then, so that's where it kind of started. I thought, oh, actually, I can do it. And then
so you did have a sense, like you're right, in your own writing, you had a sense of something belonging to radio rather than
because it's set on Cockatoo Island in the 1800s, the first play, and the wayward girls were kept there at one point, and so it's one of the girls kind of wanting to escape, and you couldn't escape Cockatoo Island. You drowned basically, or eaten by sharks. It just had a real sound to it, and I just took a pitch. But with Dear Dr. Chekhov, it was expressly written for radio. That's what I set out to do.
Yeah.
And challenge myself. And I mean, Chekhov is such a great subject to work with.
Let's just get the sense of the storyline. What's the story here? Dear Dr. Chekhov, there's letter writing going on.
Yes. So the letters are a frame. So this is where the writer's imagination comes to work. Because many years ago, I went to Lady Elliot Island, which is the most southern island on the Great Barrier Reef. It's just a little coral key. And in the 1800s, there was a lighthouse keeper's daughter who lived there, Phoebe Jane Phillips. And there's a grave for her there, and it says that she died of a cold when she was 30. And it seemed like such a tragic and small and constrained life that I always wanted to write something about it, but I kind of couldn't work out what. And then I've always been reading Chekhov, and at some point I realised that he had spent 3 months on the North Pacific island just east of Russia called Sakhalin Island. He'd been a convict penal colony, one of the worst, most terrible in the whole of penal history, apparently. And he'd gone there and taken a census. And then I kind of thought, oh, there's all these continuities here, that she was on Lady Elliot Island while he was on Sakhalin, kind of, and he's in the North Pacific Ocean and she's in the South, and both islands had been mined. So her island, Lady Phoebe Phillips Island, got mined for guano. So it actually was being mined 2 meters down from its original, so it almost kind of disappeared into the ocean.
Yeah,
and now Sakhalin Island today is site of huge gas and oil mine. So I could kind of see these sort of parallels, and naturally enough, the thing was to invent something that would bring them together.
How did you do that?
Well, if only we had had the Pan Pacific Ocean Friendly Society, which enabled people who wanted to have pen friends in far off continents to get together. So the Pan Pacific Ocean Friendly Society brings Anton Chekhov and Phoebe Phillips together in an epistolary relationship. And then that becomes the frame for their kind of individual stories of life on these islands.
I love the brain of authors. It's just a wonderful thing.
The imagination is an underrated organ, I think.
Well, indeed. Jane Messer is here. She's the author of Dear Dr. Chekhov. It's a new Radio National play. It premiered on Friday on Radio National at 9:30. It's a podcast, so if you missed the first episode, you can catch up. Of course, podcasts brings me to that kind of wider context now, because we're consuming audio in new ways these days. And I think of that that American program Serial that so entranced everybody, you know, following a journalist trying to work out whether a murder did take place or not. That was a reinvention of a radio play, even though based on actual facts. Do you think audio is coming back into its own?
Absolutely. I mean, it's just amazing what you can do with audio, because it's so transportable. It's so egalitarian. People listen to it on their phone or at home or in a car. It's now that we've gone digital, you can mix it with images in live events or, you know, all sorts of things. Mm. And it can be a quite simple technology to make, or it can be very, very rich and complex. And have very high production values, such as we did with Dear Dr. Chekhov. Mm. And, yeah, I think it's the most underrated new old technology around.
Well, here's one of what I understand is one of your favourites from the past.
Begin at the beginning. It is spring, moonless night in the small town, starless and Bible black. The cobble streets silent and the hunched quarters and rabbits wood limping invisible down to the slow black, crow black, fishing boat bobbing sea. The houses are blind as moles, though moles see fine tonight in the snouting velvet dingles, or blind as Captain Cat, there in the muffled middle by the pump and the town clock, the shops in mourning, the welfare hall in widow's weeds, and all the people of the lulled and dumbfound town are sleeping now.
Of course, the wonderful voice of Richard Burton.
Absolutely.
Under Milkwood. Is that one? You listen to that?
Yes, yeah. And, I mean, there you have, I mean, you have a wonderful text and you have a wonderful voice and you know, a beautiful recording. And it's so simple. Just those two things come together and tell this wonderful, inspiring story that people have been moved by and laughed at and intrigued by for years and years and years. So you don't need a lot, but if you're going to use just a couple of elements, then obviously you want them to be.
You have to nail it. Yeah. Jane Messer is here. She's the author of Dear Dr. Chekhov, and Peter Wilkinson from Kingcumber is on the line. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Linda.
Now, you used to do special effects on ABC radio dramas.
Yeah, sound effects. I worked for the ABC from 1959 to 1993.
Wow.
And, 34 years. And probably most of our listeners might remember Blue Hills.
Oh, absolutely. Who doesn't? Yeah.
Yeah, well, I did the sound effects on that for all the time I was at the ABC.
So you know intimately that conversation that Jane and I are having about the need to get the sound right. You can get sound, but then you get it right and it makes a difference, doesn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Was it a great career?
Yes, I really enjoyed myself. Yeah. Just creating the images for the mind, I think. You know, it's been called Theatre of the Mind, of course. But, it's just... be able to do that sort of thing, and you're making the sound for the people that are listening.
Yeah, it's fabulous. Well, you make sure you tune into Dear Dr. Chekhov. It sounds like it's right up your street.
Yeah.
Thanks, Peter. Nice to talk to you. 1-300-222-702 is the number. It's coming up to 20 past 9. Jane Messer is here, the author of Dear Dr. Chekhov, the new Radio National radio play on Fridays at 9:30, or you can download the podcast, of course. And so you must have put yourself in the mind of Chekhov to know him, to create the kind of response he would have to this young woman as a pen friend. That's a space to inhabit.
It is, and luckily I'd been reading Chekhov stories and had seen his plays, and had, so in that sense had kind of grown up with him because I've been doing that for years. He wrote a report, so he wrote a book about his time at Sakhalin, and so that's translated, so I was able to read that. And also he was a prolific letter writer.
Right.
And so you're kind of inhabiting his mind and this is why I partly call it Dear Dr. Chekhov, because at the point at which this play is set, he's getting well known, but he's not famous. He hasn't, for instance, written the plays that we see today. Mm. Well, actually, he'd written two plays that hadn't done very well. So he was very much a doctor. He was earning his money from that and from writing. He was a prolific letter writer. And so you're able to kind of, letters are a wonderful way to access the way somebody thinks in an ordinary day of their life. And yeah, so it's kind of like trying to inhabit him, not trying to write like Chekhov, but more like what might he say, and how might he relate to Phoebe Phillips, who we know almost nothing about. So there I had to build her character up within the limitations of living alone on an island, playing a little bit with the dates, making sure that she was old enough to talk with the guano miners when they come to the island.
Mm-hmm.
And so she actually creates her own census, which is a kind of, like she's inspired by Chekhov, who says, do it. Live your life as large as you can, even though you're just a young woman on an island. Because he was a very, he just wasn't a chauvinist at all. I mean, he really respected women and he was interested in them and all their kind of diversity. And, so in that sense, you could kind of see that, he could have a respectful relationship with this young woman on this strange little island
South Pacific. We're talking about Dear Dr. Chekhov, Friday nights on Radio National and on podcast, of course, as well. 1-300-222-702 is the number. Elizabeth from Artarmon, hello.
Good morning.
Now, your father used to write radio plays for the ABC.
That's correct.
What's his name?
His name was Alan McGregor.
Alan McGregor. And what did he write?
And there was a series on the ABC on Friday evenings called The Land and Its People. And when they were on the radio, my family would gather around the radio with chocolates. It was a very special night and we'd listen with friends as the drama unfolded. My parents used to go to William Street to see them being produced and always fascinated by the sound effects and how it all worked. So it just brings back a lot of memories to me.
Nice. And possibly an excuse to eat chocolates while sitting around the radio on a Friday night.
Exactly.
Thanks, Elizabeth. A lovely recollection. That's fascinating, Jane, actually, because you must have been... Were you in the studio when they were recording?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
has it all been recorded, or is it still recording episodes? How's it working?
You mean Dear Dr. Chekhov?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's fully... It's completed.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's a 1 hour, 53-minute
program.
Yeah, no. I mean, definitely there with the sound recordists and the actors and... totally important because, for instance, there's a line where Phoebe says "blinking lighthouse," and what I wanted it to sound like a swear word, as mm-hmm. it were, but mm-hmm. it's just blinking. So, I mean, if the young actor there, Freya Irving, who's from Newtown Performing Arts High, she didn't quite get that. So, you know, there's all those little things, like you say, come on, you just got to intonate it a little bit differently.
Right. Oh, that's interesting. So, yes, the engagement with those actors as well. It's a fabulous venture. Thank you so much for sharing some of it with us.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you. Jane Messer is the author of Dear Dr. Chekhov. You can hear it online at Radio National, putting the radio play back into our lives here at the ABC. 702 ABC Sydney, a trip to Barangaroo in a moment.